good morning. The highlight today of this debate was the liberal leader mr verhofstadt comparing the 7-year eu economic plan with the soviet union's 5-year economic plan, and it was said without any sense of irony at all, which I thought was delicious. Well, as the leaders meet tomorrow to discuss this budget, what a curious position David Cameron finds himself in. He made the big speech, he talked about a referendum in the future, and yet he's been criticised at home for making us wait perhaps up to 5 years before we can have our say. Most people doubt his Eurosceptic sincerity. Indeed, he emphasised in that speech how pro-European Union he is, and yet, here, today, he's met with sort of venomous attacks, as if he's some terrible wrecker. I would have thought his chances of renegotiating very much look pretty limited. So I feel a bit sorry for him, because he's like Piggy in the middle. And you all remember from childhood what a frustrating and difficult place that is to be. But he's made the speech. And we're going to have a proper debate in Britain about EU membership. But it's a debate that's changing. You see, the budget is not our top line issue. We pay in £53 million a day, and whether that goes up to £60 million or not, many of us are saying, why pay in a penny piece? And Mr Barroso's idea that a pound or a euro spent at European level is worth more than a pound or euro spent at national level, you know, perhaps you've invented nuclear money, I've no idea. What perhaps we should recognise is that unemployment is actually being caused by Europe's policies, in particular the mistaken euro project. Now, the debate in Britain has changed, and now it's about immigration. People in Britain are shocked at the change in every single city and market town since we opened the doors to Eastern Europe in 2004, and I have nothing against Bulgarians or Romanians, but it is unacceptable that we should open our doors to them unconditionally from the 1st of January next year. And if Mr Cameron does not get a substantial renegotiation of the free movement of peoples, then Britain will leave this union.